One advantage of having a collection of out-of-date books is that, like old clothes, they come into fashion from time to time. My histories of the Roman Empire are suddenly relevant again. Sometimes they're almost like reading the daily news as they reveal the plots, conspiracies, fantasies and lies of the men who fought so greedily for power in Rome 2,000 years ago. One of my old books by a sociology professor called Michael Young was a foretelling of the future that has now come back to haunt us, much as the stories of ancient Rome have done. It was called The Rise of the Meritocracy. Professor Young's thesis was perfectly simple and perfectly convincing. It was that in an open and free society with equal opportunity, the best, most capable and most trustworthy people would rise to the top, a true hierarchy of merit. At its most basic, the logic of meritocracy is indisputable. It places the best and most qualified people, rather than the least qualified, into positions of the greatest responsibility and importance. A meritocracy will be unequal, of course, but at least it is an inequality of merit. All men and women may be created equal, but they don't stay equal even for a second. Once we're born, we all join the competition, like it or not, ready or not. I can almost hear you thinking, something went wrong here. Why are we not governed by benevolent philosopher kings as Plato once imagined? Well, the principle of meritocracy has worked well for us for a long time, building peaceful, wealthy, technologically advanced societies all over the world. The question that Professor Young asked in 1958 was, how long can it last? And at that point, he shifted his argument from sociology to prophecy, always a dangerous move. He predicted a rebellion against the meritocratic elite. Resentment would build up against the experts, scientists, professionals, and skilled administrators who ran things. There's no doubt that elites make people uncomfortable and sometimes angry, and that throughout history, political leaders have seized on this anger as a road to popularity. Intelligence is always a problem for autocrats. Hannah Arendt wrote, quote, "Totalitarianism in power invariably replaces all first-rate talents with those crackpots and fools whose lack of intelligence and creativity is the best guarantee of their loyalty." Unquote. Professor Young's vision of the future was no more than a piece of fiction, a dystopian satire, because real history, as usual, has played a trick on him and on us. The attack on the meritocracy has come, not from below, the excluded classes, but from above, the ultra-rich classes who see a well-educated population as a threat to their power. However, it's not over yet. History is never over yet. Professor Young predicted the final liberating revolution for May 2034. Two full election cycles in the future. We'll have to wait, see what happens. This is David Boucher.